You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. We're looking for advice from all our brilliant listeners out there for Paul Naraki, who we spoke with at the top of the hour, who's wearing a sandwich board at Grand Central to try to get himself a job before his benefits run out at the end of this month. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your suggestions or even job offers, or mytake@thetakeaway.org. We were talking about a bailout for the auto industry all week because Democrats in Congress are talking about rushing one through in the lame duck session that's coming up, and one of our listeners had this suggestion.
This is Nick in Cliffside Park, New Jersey. Auto industry bailout? No, we need a takeover, not a bailout. We need to fire the top management of the auto industry and hire the newer, younger, more dynamic people who are going to give us a new generation of cars built in America that leapfrog over the Japanese, better than the Prius. It's not easy, but we can do it. Yes, we can.
So how do you launch away from the current technology, avoid a bailout which only preserves the auto industry as it exists now, and think, as Barack Obama says he wants to, way down the line to technologies and transportation modes that we haven't perhaps even thought of yet, investing in those and creating investment and job opportunities in a completely re-envisioned auto industry. It's a challenge for America's briefing book, and that's why we asked Energy Roadmap author and editor and futurist and business consultant Gary Golden to come on in here and help us with America's briefing book. How would you advise a new president to make investment choices that will launch past the current sort of hybrid technology into something completely maybe unimagined at this point?
Sure. I would recommend to President Obama that he not put any further investments into the old combustion engine platform. So there's a growing sentiment within the automobile industry that the sector is moving towards electric motors that are powered by a combination of batteries, fuel cells, and capacitors.
So this is beyond hybrids even?
Correct. So a hybrid is a combination of a combustion engine and electric motor. You want to leapfrog into an all-electric platform.
Now, the Bush administration famously tried to invest in an all-hydrogen transportation platform, and it didn't really go anywhere. What do you think about that technology?
Well, those investments are actually paying off right now. So a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle is an electric car. This is a common, I think, misunderstanding within the general public that the only alternative to a combustion engine is an electric motor. How you power that motor is what's important. And the car is not an iPod. A car is a very complicated machine, and you're going to need a combination of batteries, hydrogen fuel cells, and capacitors working together to power that vehicle. So a hydrogen fuel cell car is the second generation of electric vehicles that we're likely to see.
What about current battery technology using, say, lithium ion or nickel metal hydride technology?
Sure. So even 3 years ago, lithium ion batteries were not considered to be ready for the automobile sector. But there have been advances in nanoscale material science that have enabled lithium ion batteries to overcome some of their performance challenges, which are mostly overheating. So there is a great deal of investment and scaling up of lithium ion batteries as the primary storage medium for these electric vehicles.
You know, some of this innovation has taken place in Michigan, particularly the battery technology innovations have taken place with some of the suppliers in Michigan around Detroit. But are you confident that the current sort of auto industrial companies are capable of taking this investment and moving into a completely different area? Or would you invest this money in brand new companies?
Yeah, that's my question.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I'm not very confident at the moment. So what seems very clear based on investments made over the past 2 months and announcements made over the past 2 months from automobile leaders is that the electric vehicle is going global, and it's going global quickly. And if we look at energy, what are the components of an electric vehicle? It's electric motors and energy storage devices. And it seems clear that those energy storage devices are going to be built in Asia.
Really?
Who do you think is prepared to lead this kind of charge that you've just outlined?
I actually believe that the General Motors is in the best position to leapfrog into this next stage. Because what I believe is General Motors sees the problem. The problem is not oil. The problem is the combustion engine. We need to kill the combustion engine. We can't try to get more mileage out of a combustion engine. We just need to get rid of it. So General Motors has the foresight to understand it's how you build a car that makes them competitive, not how you fuel the car. And their vision is based off of an idea of a skateboard chassis. So you take all the motors and you put them in the wheels, and you take all the components that you need to drive a vehicle and you put it into a 10-inch thick skateboard chassis. One factory can produce multiple types of vehicles. You sell the tops separate from the bottom.
So it is like an iPod. You just put different skins on it.
Correct.
Interesting.
A skateboard as in the one that young folks
well,
use
as
a
skateboard
form of
that
transportation?
Will be the size of an SUV or the size of a Mini Cooper. But all of the propulsion systems and all the control systems needed to operate that car would be controlled or would be placed with inside this skateboard chassis.
And this is
chassis.
Something currently being worked on.
Concept cars have been built and demonstrated, and as we – the problem is the batteries are too big, and that's why fuel cells come into play.
So maybe that is an argument for a bailout of GM. What do you think about the Volt technology that GM is talking about?
I'm very excited about the Volt because
I
think that it's a signal that we are done with the combustion engine, and we can no longer try to – build a hybrid or get better efficiency out of the combustion engine. We need to move on.
Well, Gary Golden is pro-Volt at this point. He's editor of the Energy Roadmap and a futurist and strategy consultant, adding a page to the briefing book for Barack Obama we're preparing. Thank you for coming in, Gary.
Thank you for having me.
And now, Femi Okeh has some headlines.
Thanks, John. The time is 28 minutes past the hour.